Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are tuned into Vilecki's Movie Talk. It is Sunday, February 7th, and I am your host, Yolanda. I'm here with my co-host, Elise. And
what
today...
up?
Thanks for that. Delayed. Hello. Today we're going to be talking about regression. And as usual, I'm going to turn it over to Elise to give us a brief summary of the movie. Elise, can you tell us what we saw?
Sure, yeah. So this was written and directed by Alejandro Amenábar, probably butchering that, I apologize. Who did The Others, which was a great kind of classic ghost story. And he also wrote the original screenplay or what Vanilla Sky was based on. So it basically takes place in the Midwest, and Emma Watson plays a young girl who reports a rape to the police, and the main detective is played by Ethan Hawke. And the story focuses on Ethan Hawke's character, Bruce Kenner, and then David Thewlis comes in as a psychiatrist. We're kind of investigating this rape, and it turns out that there may be like some weird satanic rituals also involved. But the catch is that her father, who's the accused rapist, admits to the crime but doesn't remember it. So they have to use this kind of controversial psychiatric therapy, you know, regression therapy to try to pull these memories out of him, Watson's character, Angela Gray, and then they also go to her brother, Roy Gray, and they start to suspect Ethan Hawke is kind of quite believe in the supernatural. I guess you would call him an agnostic because you can tell he's kind of conflicted about this whole thing. And he slowly starts to unravel, and they think that the conspiracy could involve the whole town. That's basically where that's where the meat of the story is.
Okay. And we're always like to start the show sort of quickly going into feelings about the movie, whether we're looking forward to it or not. And also this week, I'll just say this, we only do science fiction and fantasy films, sometimes action, horror, supernatural things, and there was one other movie that came out this weekend that, you know, we're doing this show instead of that one, quite honestly, because that just looks silly to me. I don't know. Elise agreed, but that was Pride and Prejudice Zombies. So to sort of segue, the reason my feelings going into regression was semi-high hopes for this simply because of something that we talked about, I think, in our year-end countdown and look ahead show as well, and that is, you know, Ethan Hawke has been doing stuff that I've really, really enjoyed. He's been doing some horror, he's been doing some sci-fi, they have just seemed to be, like, really smart and, you know, well put together, you know, films that are not, the majority of films that we're seeing nowadays on, properties that already exist, whether they're comic books or books. And so it's kind of like his movies have been like a breath of fresh air for me. Like, I've enjoyed them. Like, he's done The Purge, which is horror, and now it's gone on that spawned like 52 different not as well done films and things at amusement parks. And then of course he did that Predestination at the beginning of, I think it was just last year. It feels like it was 50 years ago. So I was really looking forward to this. I was like, okay, it's Ethan Hawke. It's that same time of year. You know, Emma Watson, David Thewlis. I was like, okay, this is weird. This looks like weird, creepy. you know, more than meets the eye is probably going on. And so I was really looking forward to this one for all of those reasons. What about you, Elise? What were your feelings going in?
Yeah, exactly the same. High expectations just kind of based off of the director's previous offerings and then also, you know, Ethan Hawke's track record with these smaller, intelligent genre films. So, yeah, the same, same.
Yeah, okay. So we were both going into this looking forward to it.
Yeah.
That being said, so what were, I mean, did you feel like it lived up to, you know, expectations or not so much? And let's talk about, well, first answer that first question, and then let's go into why you felt that way.
Okay.
Start breaking it down like that. So did it live up to your expectations?
No.
No. Okay. That would be... short and sweet answer, and I would have to agree.
Yeah.
This also did not really live up to what I was hoping either. So let's talk about why. So so the story starts out, they start out saying, you know, during this time period, I think it started, what did it say, like in the 80s or something, this craze or obsession with satanic cults, you know, sprung up. That's how they start off, and they say, this movie we're about to see is based on a pulled from real events that took place. And so, you know, you're setting the mood. It's like, right away, you know, whether it's true or not, okay. So then it started off, for me, pretty strong. I had no... like, crap. I didn't feel that right away at all, at all. I felt like the way they built it up, even just starting from the titles, just the movie titles, because, you know, I'm very visual. And I just love the way, you know, the regression, it was like a black screen, and then the font comes up, and it's kind of smoky and kind of indistinct, you know, and then they kind of zoom in to this, like, upside down, the eye in regression is like this upside down cross, and right away, for me, that sets the tone of the film, which you're about to see, because right away, we all know, with hindsight, that regression therapy is, like, not, has been discredited. Like, it's kind of smoky, it's kind of, you can suggest things, it's not a good way to get information from folks. And we all know that, you know, as this this audience in 2016, we know that. And then the titles, to me, just sort of compounded that. You know, you're going into something, it's smoky, it's murky, it's not concrete. So whatever you're about to see, you kind of right away, you don't trust anything that you're seeing. And then for me, the look of the film and, you know, all of the acting was really strong right away. You know, you have this, we find out in a minute that the guy who's coming into the police precinct is the father, is Emma Watson's father. He's strong. Obviously, Ethan Hawke is strong. The guy who plays the police chief is strong. The whole setup, strong. What did you think, Elise? I mean, set up like the story, or did you disagree? Did it start to fall apart for you like right away at some point?
No, I was really kind of on the edge of my seat until the third act. He's a very adept filmmaker. I hadn't even thought about that thing with the titles. But he does kind of explore this idea of perception versus reality with all of the, you know, the visual elements of the film. So we're seeing Ethan Hawke a lot through windows, through bars, through the shadows from the vinyl line. So it's, you know, what are you seeing? Are you seeing the truth? Are you seeing... So, you know... lots of shadows, is very like high contrast filmmaking. The characters often, you know, blended into the background. And that ties into the titles like you were talking about, you know, how reliable is this regression therapy? And
yes.
he's good at, I mean, I felt, I, you know, the suspense, I was kind of on my feet, and I was kind of waiting for both, you know, In Vanilla Sky and the others, you know, they dealt with kind of that perception versus reality, and at the ending you find
mm-hmm.
out what's really going on. So I
right.
was going into it with that kind of expectation. So, yeah,
okay.
you know, really, you know, I was really enjoying it. I was. I didn't want to go to the bathroom. When I did, I
right.
ran.
right.
So I was like, oh, what's getting ready to happen?
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because I was sitting there, I don't know all the correct terminology to use, but I was very aware of the visual nature of the film strengthening what the whole summary or whole premise is, and that is,
yeah,
is what you're seeing and hearing real or not? You know, and you mentioned
right.
the characters being seen through, like, blinds, characters being seen
yeah.
through windows, you know, very, very well done. And then the acting, for me, there was nobody in this film from beginning to end that gave a lackluster performance or a performance that took me out of my immersion. Or, you know, it was all, like, strong, you know, character studies. Like, I believed... You know, even, you know, we kind of giggled a bunch of twice because Emma Watson, you know, you can't help it, Hermione Granger. I don't think she or any of the other two main characters from that series will ever really be able to live that down, although, you know, they turned out to be pretty strong actors, I think. But still, like, I believed her as this Midwestern girl who may or may not have had this thing that happened to her. And I, right away, distrusted everything based on, you know, regression. We know regression therapy is not well-respected and just based on the visuals. I'm like, I don't trust anybody. Everybody's a liar, like, from Jump Street.
Yeah.
And I think that went well, you know, with recreating the atmosphere of, you know, sitting on the edge of your seat, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, so we both agree that we were on the edge of our seats. You said specifically it wasn't until the third act that things
yeah.
started to fall apart for you. So, okay, let's talk about that. So what, when you say the third act, what are you talking about specifically? What started to come apart?
Probably, so like the last 30 minutes of the movie, where he kind of, basically when he confronts Emma Watson and then everything after that. So,
okay.
Everything, again, and this is probably had to do with my expectations, I felt like everything was leading up to a big reveal. Like either, you know, people were involved that we didn't think were involved, or there was
mm-hmm.
more of a story, or they
mm-hmm.
were going to find some piece of evidence, or they were going to, something was going to happen. But what happened
okay.
is it kind of just, for me, it just petered out. It was like, oh, okay. that's fine. And mm-hmm. the problem with that is that, so it's not a horror movie, right? There was nothing
right,
in
yeah.
it. You know, it's not going to give you nightmares.
Right.
It's not even really a mystery.
Right.
It's not. So then, you know, what the hell did I sit and watch? For, you know? Basically,
right.
I just watched a bunch of stuff that's usually in horror movies and usually in thrillers, and it turns out that the movie is not that. So,
not that at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just felt
yeah.
like I was just disappointed. I was disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, that's at the heart of this. That's the failure. Because if you're going into this, you know, thinking, like you said, Elise, like this is going to be like a big twist ending based on the other stuff that we've seen by this director. You're not going to get that. And like you said, it was like, why did I sit? So because like I went on IMDb, I just wanted to see what this was. Because you know how on IMDb they'll have what, like, I guess what the genre is, whether it's action, adventure, comedy, something like that. I wanted to see what this was listed as. And it says crime, drama, mystery. But it's not really a mystery.
Yeah.
They could take that off. They could just call it a crime drama.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, sorry, you know, spoiler alert, there's nothing supernatural. Nothing. That was disappointment A, because of the kind of show that we do and the kind of things that we want to see.
Yes.
So that was nothing supernatural. It's like, what? Come on. What? Can't we just get a little something at the very end? Oh, well, you think it's nothing supernatural, but then have, like, Emma Watson's eyes going red or something at the end? Like, something? Give us something. But no. No. Nothing supernatural happening. That's A. Number two, there is no mystery because, as we already, I think, both said, you go in already not believing anybody, and you kind of, to me, the most obvious ending was the way that it ended, right? Because I went in thinking, okay, regression therapy is no good. She's confused. Your daddy's confused. Everybody's confused because this therapy is, you know, so it's like, so what are we just, like they might as well have just done a documentary, I feel like. Like, they would have been served to just go, you know, get an actual case file on somebody who, you know what I mean? Because, I didn't want to see a documentary. I wanted to see a piece of fiction or, you know, because, here's the other thing, because I was thinking, you know what movie I was thinking of as we were watching this? I was thinking of, oh, God, let me call it right. I just had it in my mind. Ah, jeez. It was that horror movie that we saw. I want to say it was this same time last year. And it was also based on actual, like an actual case file. And, or that's what they said. And it starred... Ah, geez. Was it?
Oh, Eric Bana.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
Right?
Yes. Yes. Eric Bana and that other dude whose name I can't call.
Yeah.
Was it,
Deliver Us from Evil was the movie.
Deliver Us from Evil. That's the movie
with
I was thinking
Edgar
about
Ramirez.
As I was watching this. Yes, 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 yes. I was thinking about that film because that was also, you know, supposed to be taken from actual events. But the payoff for that, and the reason why I enjoyed that more than this, and the reason I sort of was thinking of it as well, is because, you know, he's also a cop who finds himself having to deal with some supernatural something going on. And I, if I'm remembering correctly, he also, Eric Bana's character, didn't really believe, or did he believe? Or he kind of sort of believed, because I feel like, the priest who came in, I think I remember him making a comment like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you go to your little Catholic church sometimes on Easter Sunday, but you don't really know. And you don't really want to know what's going down, right? And so I was thinking about
right.
that. But the reason why that was more satisfying to me was because at the end of the day, that did had they acknowledged a supernatural element and made it more creepy. You know, for me, it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as Satan, and well, you're all crazy. You know, I was like, I don't want to pay $25 go to the movies to see something like that. Like, I'll just stay at home and watch something on Netflix if you just want to do some documentary style something. Like, you know, like,
right.
I'm going to the movies because I want to be entertained. I want to be creeped out. I want to, you know, think, you know, some more when I come out. So this just didn't deliver. There was no twist ending.
Right.
There was nothing surprising. It came out. There was just nothing. And it was like you said, what do we go see? I mean, what did we go see? I mean, I'm not asking a rhetorical question. What do you think? Like, what do we see? Like, why do we, what was this about? What was this about?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, it was basically, I guess we just saw pretty solid performances, some good music. Soundtrack was good. I enjoyed it. It fit the movie well. a good, like, all of the elements of good filmmaking were there, except the ending should have been different. They just should have done something.
Mm.
Really, this would have been more interesting as a documentary, honestly. Like, if they had gone, because they said it was based on real events, it would have been more satisfying to see the actual people and then be like, so what the hell happened?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
You know, why did this, you know? It was just disappointing, man. Just disappointing.
Yeah. Right. It was like this big build up to essentially nothing. A big build up to nothing. Which, I mean, I don't know. I'm really at a loss. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we've got 7 minutes left. Let's talk about what we would have liked to see. You know, we've already talked about, it would have been a better documentary. But let's play with the idea of, no, we're not doing a documentary. We're making a movie to, like, entertain folks. I mean, what would you have done? I would have liked to have seen a supernatural element. I would have liked to see, and not like an obvious, like, straight up and down, it was actually a satanic cult. I would have liked to have seen him think that he's debunked it, whatever. You know, this didn't actually happen, X, Y, Z. Oh, she's actually, you know, she's supposed to get out of her situation. She's manipulative. Then somehow, you know, right when you're like, oh, okay, everybody's a liar, right when you're like, okay with that, that somehow they flip it and, oh, no. Oh, but wait a minute. So-and-so actually is a saintness. It just so it happens that he wasn't actually involved in this the way that you think you thought he would have been or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, make everybody feel safe. Like, oh, okay, that's what you thought. Oh, yeah, I knew she was a liar. Whatever. But then, but wait a minute.
Right.
There's some newborn bones in the attic. He's like, well, what the hell are those doing there? Or something like that. You know?
Right.
Like, some kind of way. That would have been, like, creepy as hell. And you'd have been like, for real? And you would have wanted to look it up, like, online. Did they actually find some baby bones in so-and-so's house? Like that. Or
right. And
what would you have? Yeah.
Also, I would have, if they wanted to keep the ending that they had, then don't give us a giant hint in, like, the middle of the movie that's where the ending is going. Throw some suspicion on some other characters. You know what I mean?
I see.
Like, if they had, because I was thinking that the priest that she went to for sanctuary, I was thinking he was maybe somehow involved because when he went near one of the cats, it, like, screeched and jumped, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's hint for him. You know, keep playing, keep throwing hints towards other characters if that was the ending that you wanted. Like, don't tell us in the middle of the movie what the ending is, and then pretend like the ending is a shock, because it's not. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not a shock.
You already told us the ending.
Right. So now what point in particular are you talking about that they told us? Because I feel like the whole movie was a tell from Jump Street. The title of the movie is Regression, and for me that's a big tell that Emma Watson's a liar. So who are you talking? What are you talking about specifically?
No, I mean I didn't automatically assume Emma Watson was a liar. I didn't think that. I thought. I was thinking, you know, maybe her father was the liar. Somebody, maybe the brother was a liar. He was more involved. I figured, you know, somebody somewhere.
But you said that they gave told us in the middle of the film. So what?
Yeah, when they show her in the phone booth, making a phone call. So that's the movie.
That's it. Entire film, literally.
Yeah,
I do think that was like the midpoint. That wasn't even towards the end. I feel like we sat there for another hour after we saw her be a liar. You're right.
Yeah.
it's like, But you know what?
Yeah.
I was thinking honestly, because I was still holding out hope for supernatural ending. I was thinking at that point that she was just. Possessed by Satan or whatever. She was a Satanist because, remember? Because I was just hoping for a supernatural twist. I really was, you know, because they said one of the ways that the cultists, you know, that you're being followed by the cult or something weird is going on, it's because they're staring at you and then they start calling you in the middle of the night. So I just thought that meant that she wasn't a victim, but she was actually a willing participant in the satanic goings on. That's what I was hoping. But it turned out not to be. It just turned out that she's So we've got 2 minutes left. I guess at this point we can, unless there's any other points you want to bring up, we can rate this, because we've talked about the acting. There was no acting was all on point. Strong, never taken out of immersion with anyone. Writing, I mean, I think we've talked about the fact that we just wish there would have actually been a twist. You talked about the music, although I don't really recall the music. So let's rate this. Scale of zero to five. You know how it goes. Five being the best, zero is the worst. What are you giving this?
I'm going to give it a 2.5. And really it's only getting that just because visually the director kind of knows what he's doing and they kept the suspense going. But it's just not worth it, man. Save your $18. Or your $15, whatever.
Right. Yeah. I'm still kind of irritated by that, I got to say. It was the $18 we paid. I'm also giving it a 2.5. And I kind of had made up my mind probably about the third act as well. It was like 2.5. I mean, 2.5. Visually strong, acting strong. But it was just a big fat, like, letdown, really. So, 2.5 stars. So this is the point of the show where we talk about the next show. So we've got another show actually coming up just next Sunday. At the same time, we're going to be talking about Deadpool. And same time, and that's the 14th, Valentine's Day. So hopefully we'll see you guys again then. Till then, thank you for listening.